Continues the Gemara, Daf Lamed Vav, Omed Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Tonu Rabbonon, Yochol Yoytze Adim Dechavase BeBikurim, you might think he Yoytze the Mitzvah Matzah. With Bikurim, you take Bikurim that are brought to Yerushalayim, eaten by the Kohen. Maybe the Kohen can be Yoytze Matzah with Bikurim itself. Meaning, Zogt Rashi, Kogon Kohen Sheviyo Loichit in Bikurim Yerushalayim. So could it be Yoytze Matzah made from Bikurim? Talmud Loimar, B'chol Moish V'Seichem Teuchlu Matzahis. It says B'chol Moish V'Seichem, so it has to be a type of matzah Nechelet B'chol Moish V'Seichem. It has to be eaten all over. Yotzi Bikurim, Shein Echolon B'chol Moish Ovois, Ela B'Yushalayim. Bikurim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, so it's Nesmayet from B'chol Moish V'Seichem. So merely you can't use the mitzvah Bikurim for matzah. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Matzah U'morer. Since we know there's a hekesh, we learn that matzah sum roim yechluo, he's makesh matzah tomorrow. What does the B'kiva say? Ma mora she'enoi bikurim. Just like mora is not from the min of bikurim, mora is not from the zayin minim, not from shivas aminim, mora is not from chita, seira, etc., gefen te'eno, it's not from the shivas aminim, it's a vegetable. Af matzah she'enoi bikurim. Not af matzah she'enoi min bikurim, because matzah is from the min of bikurim, matzah comes from chita, and seira. It comes from wheat and barley. It's chamesh aminim agur. So, but we're comparing, the hekesh is matzah to morer. Just like morer is not from the min bikurim, because the vegetable, it's not shivas aminim, so too matzah is not from the mitzvah bikurim. So mele matzah is this mayat, you can't use bikurim for matzah. Now, Tosef has a kasha right away, ma morer she'eni bikurim. You're telling me morer is not from the zayin minim, from shivas aminim, maybe mora is zayis. Zayis is one of the shivas aminim. And maybe that's mora. It's not a vegetable, it's a fruit called zayis. Why zayis? Shuhumar. It's taka bitter. Could have dashinon, the gemara dash in Sanhedrin, vini ala zayis torah bepio, by the yoina, omra yoina, yehem is a noisai meroirim kazayis. My mizernis are mora are bitter like a zayis. So we see clearly that a zayis is morer. It's bitter. So maybe that's taka morer. So it's yes from the zayin minim. Zoktei says no. The lekamon omar, morer dumi de matzah, ma matzah min zroyim, af morer kain. Just like matzah is a zera, it's a seed, it's a flower, it's a grain, it's a zera. So too, morer is a min zera. It grows on the ground, it's a zera, not a pre. A zayis is a pre, it's not a zera. So Mimela, we know that it can't be the Zayis itself. That's one Teretz Zayis says. Another Teretz Zayis says, Ve'oid, she Zayis o Ilon Mar. By the Zayis, the Ilon, the tree is Mar. The tree, the bark is bitter. Ve'loya Pri, not the Pri itself, not the fruit itself. So even if you're going to say, Naniach, that Morer is talking to Zayis itself, but that's not Morer. The Morer part is only the bark. K'demashme, Ala Zayis Befio. It's the Ala Zayis. It's the leaf that was bitter. The alizayis, but not the pre itself. Then Taisu continues another ayah. Vamrino nami, it says in the Mechilta, Vayareo Hashem eats, Vazeu zayis, she'ein mar bilonis kazayis. So over there it says, Vayareo Hashem eats. What was the mayim morim that Moshe Rabbeinu threw an eats in there? It was an eight zayis. Meaning the eights of the zayis, she'ein mar bilonis kazayis. So we see clearly that it's the bark, the eitz itself that's bitter. So even if you're going to say that morer is the pre, but the ma'aseh, it's not mar, so that can't be morer. So mele, morer is not from the zayin minim, and mele zayis is out of the equation. So we have Yesodis to come achleikus over here. Rabbi Yosi Haglili says the reason why bikurim on ismayet, because b'chomesh v'seichem, and since by bikurim it says clearly that loisucha lecho b'shorecho, it could only be eaten only in Yerushalayim. So Mamela, it can't be that Bikurim could be matzah, because you have to have Bechomesh V'Seichem. And Bechomesh V'Seichem is a steer to Bikurim, which is only in Yerushalayim. Masha Einkein, Rabbi Kiva learns, the reason is because there's a hekesh, a matzah m'chom yechluah, with makesh matzah tomorrow, just like Mora is not from the Zayin Minim of Bikurim, so the matzah can come from Bikurim itself. Frek the Gemara, maybe draw the hekesh differently. Imam Morer she'ein b'mino bikurim, just like Morer is not from the mino bikurim, so af matzah she'ein b'mino bikurim. Maybe matzah should not come from the mino bikurim, meaning from chita seira. That's from the zayin minim. Zok the Gemara daf lamed vav omed beis, af matzah she'ein b'mino bikurim, So oitzi chitin v'seoirin. Abi moitzi chitin v'seoirin. Sheyesh maminam bikurim, which come from the mina bikurim. Now Tois right away says, the way the Pnei Shu explains the Tois on the top, it doesn't mean that matzah can't come from the chamesh saminim, because it has to come from the chamesh saminim. Because after all, it says lechem oini in the pasuk, so it has to be from one of the chamesh saminim. So indeed, you taka have shibor l'shuel, you have kusmin, you have shipun, you have spelt rye and oats. So avada, there's no tzad to say that you're not going to bring matzah is not going to be made from chamesh aminim. It has to be chamesh aminim because it states lechem oini in the Torah. So there has to be a lechem. Just you memayet chitin es oirin, but those are from the zayin minim. Eretz chito seira, ma she ain kein shibalishual shipon and kusmin shibalishual and shipon, which means spelt rye and oats. Those you attack have matzah made specifically only from spelt matzah, only from the other three minim of the chamesh aminim. Dafke those matzahs. So teis on the top v'im toimar im kein noitzi kol chamesh aminim. Maybe she be moitzi all chamesh aminim, because if you moitzi chitin esorin, be moitzi all the chamesh aminim. She yesh beminon bikurim. The onu lechem beinon, the matinon leel oiz v'doichin. Obviously, it has to be lechem, so you can't be memayet all the chamesh aminim. Now the Achronim explain that even though we had before in the Gemara that shibor l'shual, shipoin, kusmin are nichlal in either chitin esorin, it's a min chitin or it's a min of Sa'irin, we said that spelt is a min of chitin, and shibor l'shual and shipoin, ryan and oats is a min of Sa'irin. So l'chayre, they also mean a smayit, because if it's not from bikurim, from the min of bikurim, then they're all part of the min of bikurim, because they, after all, they're nichlal in the min of chitin and Sa'irin. The pshat is no. When the Gemara said before that it's the min of chitin, min of sa'irin, like Tosfos explains, it means legabe the din of truma that you can only be mafish min al minoy and not min al she'eni minoy. Legabe truma, it falls into the category of chitin or sa'irin. But now when we're handling be'etzem the din bikurim, so even though it might be called a min of chitin or min of sa'irin, meaning the other three of the chamesh saminim, but lemaisa it's not called the min of bikurim, because it's not chitin sa'irin be'etzim. It might be the category of chitin sa'irin when it comes to truma, to be mafish min al minoy or min she'ena minoy, where does it fall into, what subcategory? But at the end of the day, it's not chitin sa'irin, it's three other minim from the chamesh saminim, and those would be the only ones you'd be able to make the matzah from, because it has to be lechem oini after all. So al kaponim, the Gemara's kash is, if you have a hekesh of matzah tomorrow, so then maybe it should be dafka from the min of mimoitzi something, but from the min of bikurim. So meila matzah should not be good from chitin esayirin, not just the mitzvah bikurim, but the min of bikurim. And that the Gemara says, tamad loyma matzahs riba. Since there's numerous times it says in the Torah matzah, so meila yamarba chitin esayirin. Zok the Gemara matzahs riba. I feel a bikurim nami. So if you're marba for matzah, that a chitin esayirin is rabba, so maybe be marba also the mitzvah bikurim. So the Gemara holds by Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was choizer from this drasha that he learned hekesh matzim roirim. But rather, the reason why he says that mitzvah bikurim is a smayit is because, like Rabbi Yosef Aglulis drasha, b'chol meishvei seichem. And since bikurim and not nechal b'chol meishvei is only nushlaim, so meila it's not good for mitzvah matzah. So the Gemara, where do we know that Rabbi Kiva was choizer? The Tanya. Steht in the Braise, yochol yeitze odim yechavose bibikurim. The Braise says clearly, maybe you yeitze bibikurim, with the mitzvah bikurim, tamad loymar, b'chol meishvei seichem, which is the drosh of Rabbi Yosef Aglili. And we'll see soon that this is Rabbi Kiva talking. Tamad loymar, b'chol meishvei seichem, teuchlu matzahs, matzah necheles b'chol meishoves, yotze bikurim, she'en necholim b'chol meishoves, ele b'yushalayim. Yochol shani moitze av maisa sheni, after all, maisa sheni is also only eaten in Yushalayim. Tamad loymar, matzahs riba, the special ribui of matzahs. Now Rashi right away points out, what do you mean Maisa Sheni is only eaten in Yerushalayim? Zogt Rashi, Hoyol ve'ena necha b'chol meishoves, me'ato mishavi'il Yerushalayim. Once it's brought to Yerushalayim, it cannot be taken out anymore. It's a kultum, it's a chitzis. Shuv ve'ena yochal l'chala lechol b'chutz, you can't be mechal anymore once it's in Yerushalayim. Kanamir meseches makas, mechitza likloit midrabonon, de mishakotua mechitza shuv ve'ena nifta. So you can't be poyed once it enters Yerushalayim. So Melu Huadin Maisa Sheni could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. And we know, after all, we learned that Maisa Sheni, Rebbe Kiva, did not darshan like the other Mandoma that said, Lechem Oini, that you go with the decree, that the decree is Oini, meaning that an Oinen is it has to be a lechem that's good for an oinen. And my sasheni cannot be eaten by an oinen. Lechalti mena ba'oini. Rabbi Kiva rather dashens aim lemeseris, not lemikra. And the meseris is written without a vav. So he dashens oni. It has to be not me peiros. It has to be lechem sheini olav dvarim harbe. That's what we dashed before. So upon him, the Gemara says yochol shani moitzi. Maybe exclude also ma'isa sheini, because after all, it's not eaten ad Yerushalayim. Talmud loymar matzes riba. There's a special ribui that you marba ma'isa sheini. Ma'isa sheini matzes could yes be eaten. Why are you marbe ma'isa sheni for matzes and you moitzi bikurim because it's not nechal b'chol meshavos? After all, ma'isa sheni is not eaten b'chol meshavos either. So there's an instance, there's a stipulation, there's a certain case that ma'isa sheni could be eaten b'chol meshavos. When is that? After it's nitma. Kidei Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer says that you could be poyed the ma'aseni even if it's in Yerushalayim when it's nitma. But bikurim you exclude she'ein lamehetah b'chol meshavos. It's not eaten b'chol meshavoseichem. The Omer Rabbi Eliezer minay lema'aseni shnitma shepoyed noisoi. How do you know ma'aseni? You could be poyed afil Yerushalayim even if it entered Yerushalayim already. Talmud loymar we dash in the pasuk kiloy suchal se'esoi. And then it says, "V'tzata kesev yedecho." Now, the pasuk is talking about that you can't carry up the mice, it's too heavy, so you redeem it on kesef, and you bring tzata kesef biyodecho, and you bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and with that you acquire. But there's another way of dashing, the Gabalezer says, "Kiloy suchos se'esoy." You can't consume it, you can't eat it. Se'esoy is loshen achila. Why can't you eat it? Because it's tomei. Ve'ein se'es el achila. Shene'emar, like we find by Yosef when he fed his brothers the portions, the meals, by yisom masas me'es ponov. The pasuk says, "Vayisa masos meis ponav aleim vaterev masas binyomim mi masos kulam." They're talking about the meals. Chomesh yodes vayishto vayishku imoy. So we see that loshen masas is the loshen of achila, of a meal. So since over there, it's referring to a meal. So here also, kiloy suchal se'eso, you can't eat it. Why? Because it's tomei. So then v'tzata kesef, you can be poured it even in Yerushalayim once it's tomei. That's what Eliezer dashes in this pasuk. So man shamle domer be ma'isa sheni nofik. Now who is the one that holds that ma'isa sheni you could be yoitza with matzah? After all, that was the machlekes we had earlier. If you dash in emle meseros elam mikra, do you dash in lechem oini? Meaning it has to be lechem that an oinen is allowed to have. And ma'isa sheni it says clearly in the Torah lechalti mena ba oini. So ma'isa sheni doesn't smayet. Or do you dash in lechem oni? Meaning it has to be oni, a poor man's bread. Lafuke matzah ashira. And what he do is the decree. So he said, oinim alav dvarim harbe. That was the shakatai we had before in the Gemara. But akoponim, who's the one that dashes that ma'aseni you could be yoitza, and he dashes the meseris and not the mikra? So the Gemara, Rebbe Akiva, that's Rebbe Akiva shita. V'kuma ma'id lo bikurim. And it says clearly in this braisa, the braisa started off Tanya, yochol yeitzah mechavasi bikurim tamalayim mechomesh v'seichem. And we asked, why not ma'isa sheni? So he said, because of matzah riba. So who is the one that's memayed bikurim from b'chomesh v'seichem? It's Rabbi Kiva talking. So we see clearly Rabbi Kiva's hodar. So the Gemara, man shamalei de'omem b'ma'isa sheni nofik bei Rabbi Kiva, ukum memayed le bikurim b'chomesh v'seichem, shemamino hodar bei. So we see clearly Rabbi Kiva's choizah from his drosha of a hekesh of matzah tomorrow, but rather it's b'chomesh v'seichem, like Rabbi Yosef Aglili and learned, and that's why Bikurim is dismayed because not nechal b'chol meshavos. Frek di gemara v'Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's memayed matzah from Bikurim because of b'chol meshavosechem. Teir pidlei mi lechem oini. After all, he can dash it from the pasuk of lechem oini. From pasuk of lechem oini, just like it was memayed ma'aseh sheni, because a lashon of oini meaning it has to come. It's telling me that you have to. You can be an oinin and eat it, and ma'aseh sheni you can't be ba'oni. So hu adin mi shenecha ba'oini we dashning that it could be matzah that's necha ba'oini even when you're an oinen yotza zeh shenechal ala b'simcha bikurim has to be b'simcha ma'isa sheni the Torah behedges memayit lechalti mena ba'oni but bikurim you have to be b'simcha with a pomp and joy. Well, if you're an oinen you're not b'simcha. So memela the fact that it says lechem oini he dashens that an oinen can eat matzah, so it could be a matzah of an oinen. Well, then you can, as an oini, you can eat matzah, lechem oini, as an oini with an aleph. So then it should be Bikurim should be Nizma'id, because an Oinen is not Besimcha. So typically, without Bechomish Vesechem, typically from Lechem Oini itself, that Bikurim should be Nizma'id. Now this is not Shver and Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva never dashed the Lashon of Oinen. He said, Fakered, my Sashen is not Nizma'id, because he doesn't dashen that Oinen, you have to be an Oinen, as an Oinen too. And Oinen, the Pasuk clearly says that my Sashen Lechatim and Ba'oni. So Rabbi Kiva says, my Shane is this rabbi. He doesn't say it's Mait, so he doesn't, Taka doesn't learn, Dashin Oini. But Rabbi Yosef learned that Dashin's Oini, so let that be the mute on Bikurim also, but you're not Besimcha. And for the Gemara, Sovale Kreb Shimon. Reb Shimon clearly says that Bikurim is allowed to be eaten by an Oinen. We don't Dashin Oini, that you have to be Besimcha, an Oinen, and Oibazoi, Bikurim doesn't go together with Oinen. No. He holds that an Oinen is allowed to eat Bikurim. It's not a steer to the Simcha. The Tanya, Bikurim Asun Lo Oinen, that's Tanakama. Reb Shimon Matir. So Reb Shimon is clearly Matir. So that's Reb Yosef Klamon to Bechomish Reseichem to Mamad Bikurim. Zog the Gemara, what's the Yisrael of this Machloikas? If Bikurim could be eaten by an Oinen or not? Zog the Gemara, my time the Rabbonon. That say that Bikurim is also to be by an Oinen. Dechsiv Lo Yisucha Lecha B'sharecho. Maisid goncho, trumas yodecho, we lash dash from the posik, va'om amar, trumas yodecho is ele bikurim. It's referring to bikurim. Now, since it's referring to bikurim, the iskash bikurim lemaisa. This posik clearly is makish, leisucha lecho bisharecho, maisa de goncho, utrumas yodecho. So truma is bikurim, and maisa de goncho. So you're being makish, clearly in this posik, bikurim to maisa. So just like Meiser Sheni, my Meiser, it's also Leoinen. The Torah says clearly Chalti Boinim Imenu. So Av Bikurim also Leoinen, and that's on the Kamashita. Bikurim is also to Leoinen. However, Reb Shimon holds that no, Truma Kerino Rachmona, meaning Torah calls Truma Bikurim Dafka Truma for a reason. Why? To tell me Ketruma, it's like Truma. Ma Truma Muteres Leoinen, just like Truma is Muter to Leoinen, because after all. By Truma, it only says Zorkani Truma. Is mashma that Zorosach Sa'at Elcho, the Gemara Darshins, Veloya Ninus, the Gemara Yevomus. So we see clearly an Oinez Lada of Truma. So we're comparing Bikurim clearly to Truma. Ma Truma Muteras Loinen, A Bikurim Mutel Oinon. I Zok the Gemara of Reb Shimon, the Hekesh Leisle, even though he doesn't dash in his Hekesh of Bikurim compared to Maisa Sheni, but Simcha Miyam Michtok Sivabe. At the end of the day, you have to be Besimcha. So the whole parasha of Simcha state, Chsiv Samachta B'chol HaToiv, an Oinen is not Besimcha. So how can an Oinen eat Bikurim? Zok the Gemara, Hahu Lizman Simcha Dosa. He's not coming to tell me that you have to be Besimcha Lafuke and Oinen. No. Even if you're an Avelim and you're not Besimcha, you can eat Bikurim. So what does it mean, Samachta B'chol HaToiv? So the Gemara is talking about the Zman of Simcha. What's the Zman of Simcha? The Tanan. The Mishnah Bikurim state, Ma'atzeres V'adachak, from Shavuos until Sukkos, then you're specifically in a Zman of Simcha. So maybe the Koyre, then the whole Parasha Bikurim, not just you bring it, but you Koyre the Parasha too. Ma'she'en Kein, Mi'achak V'adachanukah, from Sukkos until Chanukah, so then maybe V'ein a Koyre, then it's not such a Zman of Ktzira anymore, it's not a Zman of Simcha, so you bring it, but you're not Koyre the Parasha. So we see Al Kaponim that he dashes the din of a Samachta, B'chol HaToiv, the Zman of Simcha, but not like the person. The person can even be an Oinen, even though it's Ba'avelis, he's Shor B'tzar, he can eat Bikurim. So that's Yisrael Machlokes, Reb Shimon and Rabbonon. Zok the Gemara Tonu Rabbonon. Lechem Oini, Prat L'cholut. Cholut means that it was cooked in Mayim Roitchim, in boiling water. And that makes it pas choshuv. So it's not called Lechem Oini anymore. Zogt Rashi, Cholut ish kalida v'chshivasu. So it's not Lechem Oini. Now even if it's baked afterwards, that's Machlok Zushoinim, if once it's cooked, could it be baked afterwards or not? So do you say that it doesn't have a shame Lechem Oini once it's cooked? Or no? That it's, you could be yoitza once you bake it after the afiyah, after the bishul. But kaponim, that's machlokes yishonim. But the etzim cooking makes it that it's not lechem oini. Ulashisha. Alashisha is another thing that's ismaid because it's choshuv. So gashi ashisha gluska gedoyla. A very large gluska, very large matzahs, it's choshuv. Such chshivas is not lechem oini. And that's what the poiskim, the halacha brings. You can have a matzah that's gigantic, that's very large. We'll see soon what the shia shisha is, but that makes it choshev, so choshev that it's not lechem oini. Zok the Gemara, if that's the case, so if you have to have lechem oini, you're memayet cholut. It can't be cooked. And even if it's offered afterwards, b'lil raka, b'lil ova, Tais discusses, v'lashisho, you can't have a very large matzah, klusku g'doyla. So what is left over? Yochol ha-yetze, odom yidei chavos, elba pas hadro. Pas hadro means, nitel kol hadora. So the Rashi, shenitel kol hadora, dahainu pas kiber. Pas kiber means whole grain, whole wheat matzah. Zog der Gemara Talmud Loimar, Matzah's riba, meaning it doesn't have to be dafka pas kiber. It can even be not whole grain. Zog der Gemara, vafilu ke matzois shel shloima, meaning even could be matzah of shloima amelech, which is solis nekia, which is white flour, so to speak, which is mochoshev, that could also be made from matzah. That's not a stira to lechem oini. So the Gemara, im kein matamid lo lechem oini, so what is lechem oini b'mayit? Prat l'cholot l'ashisha, dafka these two things. Dafka when it's cooked in maim roitrin, and ashisha when it's a very large matzah. Zog the Gemara, umay mashma, da ashisha lishan l'chshivisu. How do we know ashisha is a lashon of chshivis? So Gemara d'chsiv, state by Dovan HaMelech, v'yichalak l'cholom l'cholam oini yisrael l'mi ish v'ad isha. He gave them all, l'ish chalas lechem achas v'eshpor echod v'ashisha echos. As I said in Posuk, what is that referring to? What's a eshpor and what's an ashisha? V'om Rav Chonah bar Abba, eshpor is echod mishisha bapar. It's 1/6 of a par, very large amount of meat, 1/6 of a par. Ashisha, what's ashisha? Echod mishisha be'efa. It's 1/6 of an efa. So man, it's a very large shear. That's the shear of ashisha that we're saying that matzah cannot be. So the Gemara upligi de Shmuel. This argues on Shmuel. Why? The Omer Shmuel, ashisha is garbe de chamra. Ashisha is talking about a barrel of wine. Dichsiv v'oyave ashisha anovim, meaning they drink the wine. The oyave ashisha anovim, they drink the wine from their gevim, from their cups. So it's bichlal not referring to this large shear of a shishis eifa, shisha eifa. Shmuel says it's referring to a shear of garbe dechamra. Akaponim, we see that ashisha is a large shear. Not like Shmuel, it's talking about echod mishisha be'efa. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omid, Tanu Rabbanan.